You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fin Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fin Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And been a great week. It felt like a little bit of fall this morning, Jim, didn't it?
Feels good to me. Glad to see it.
Just a little bit of crispness in the air. I'll get it out here. And a little chilly, maybe. And we're going headed to Dalton, Georgia tomorrow. I bet it's going to be a lot more chilly up in North Georgia.
A little cooler up there, almost to the Tennessee state line.
Maybe it's boot time wearing weather.
It could be.
Could be. So we'll see up in Dalton. But we've got a great show for you tonight. In just a little bit, we'll have a gentleman named Vic Sellers. Vic is new to our Fit Talk family. He is part of the North Florida District of the NPC, and he has got a big show coming up called Muscle for Heart, Jim.
Muscle for Heart. And that's in Panama City?
It's in Panama City Beach, Florida, and we'll be going there on October the 23rd, and you and I will be the MCs for that show, so kind of a new hat we're wearing.
Well, that should be interesting.
It should be, and so Vic will be calling in to talk to us about that show and what will be happening on October the 23rd, and then in just a little while, we will have some very familiar people with us, Ms. Kenzie Eikenberry and Kristen from Wintersville Fitness. And they have got a big event coming up, and they're going to be telling us about that in the second half of the show, a breast cancer event over at Wintersville Fitness on October the 1st.
Always glad to talk with the Wintersville people.
Always. And Kenzie, you know, we had her on here once before, and she was such a well-spoken young lady, and very, very impressed with her. And she's going to be representing Wintersville tonight and telling us all about that. And Kristen, I don't know, Kristen hadn't been with us. I don't know if she's ever been with us, but maybe once or twice before, but I don't remember. And so Kristen will be here. She is one of the managers there at Wintersville. So next weekend, October the 2nd, is the Daytona Pro-Am at the Hard Rock. Big bodybuilding show down there. And also October the 2nd, you know what it is, Jim? What else we're doing on the 2nd?
October 2nd, we will be, all right, Dalton's this week. So that means next will be Daytona.
What's after that, that same night?
We have the Humane Society. What's the ball? The ball.
The bark. Ball. The bark rescue ball. Bark, the bark ball. Rescue ball.
B-A-R-C.
There you go. We'll be coming back for that on Saturday night. So if you haven't got your tickets for that, you might want to see about getting a table or tickets. Great event, and it's going to raise money for the Humane Society and all these great animals. And we saw them last week. We saw some great animals last week, Savannah, and
they were right here in the studio with
they
us.
They were right here in the studio. Savannah,
two beautiful dogs, yeah. And two kittens.
Yes, they were adorable. I can't. What was the other pup's name? It was Savannah, and
can't remember the other dog's name right now.
I can't remember it either. But anyway, they were beautiful dogs, and we really enjoyed having them, and two cute little kittens. So October the 2nd, we'll be here in Valdosta at VSU. Attending the bark ball.
All right. Glad to see some people joining us.
I see them join us.
Live.
Who are they?
Brock Mann and Tracy Ward and others.
All right. Brock Mann, Tracy Ward, hello. Thank you for joining us today on Fit Talk. As we talk to Vic Sellers, Jim, we'll be talking a little bit about heart health because, that show is Muscle for Heart. And of course, it is a benefit for, the Heart Association down in that area. The other half of that show, Mike McKinney, had a heart attack several years ago. And so I think that kind of opened his eyes. And so they started, they changed the name of the show and called it Muscle for Heart. I thought it was a cool name.
Muscle for Heart is a cool name.
And, their logo even's got a big heart in the middle of it, a real heart, you know, looking like pumping up, blood. So we're going to be talking about, being heart healthy and some ways to keep your heart healthy. You kind of understand about that heart situation a little bit, don't you, Jim?
Unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, that heart disease kind of runs through my family on my dad's side. And, you know, I even had a little incident myself at a pretty young age, 30, 31, somewhere in that range. Had a little personal experience with that.
So you know about that, keeping that heart healthy and going, don't you?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, there are certain things we can do to help ourselves, and we'll talk about that.
We certainly will. You're probably not going to like some of the ways, though, because some of these things you really like.
Yeah, some of those foods that are on the do not eat this, yeah.
You just gobble them down.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about that just shortly, but yeah, you're a salty guy. I'm a sweet girl, and you're a salty guy.
I'm pretty salty. That's right.
You are.
Been told that a time or two before.
Among other things.
Crusty old grouchy guy.
He said it, folks, right here on live radio and live Facebook. What his wife didn't say that. He said it about himself. So, anyway, yeah, but I'm more prone to eating the sweet things. I like sweets. And I like cakes and pies and cookies. I don't like, you know, necessarily candy. You know, I got off Cokes, real Cokes. And I thought I'd never get off a real Coca-Cola because I thought that Coca-Cola was, you know.
Thought that was it, didn't you?
I thought that was it. That was my you know, drink of choice my whole life. But yeah, I still like those sweets. But Jim can, I'm going to tell on him, Jim can sit down and, you know, that old saying about the potato chips that you can't eat just one. He can't eat just one. He has to eat the whole bag of whatever it is.
Unfortunately, that's true.
When he starts on those chip things, you might as well kiss that bag goodbye because he's going to eat it all. But anyway, and he does probably need to cut down on that salt because that is one of the heart healthy things. But all right, we're going to have Vic Sellers and then in just a moment, Kenzie and Kristen. And Jim, I forgot.
What'd you forget?
Who is our favorite call-in person that's full of energy?
Oh, Sutter Girl.
Sutter Girl's calling tonight.
Yes.
She's going to check in with us. She hadn't been checked in with us in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But Sutter Girl, and she's going to be in Dalton, Georgia with us.
Good.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
We've had her on the show for the little fitness tip, but we haven't actually seen her in a while.
We haven't.
And so I'm looking forward to seeing her. She is just a bundle of energy.
We're going to take some videos. We're going to take some good pictures of her and with us. And so we're very, very excited about that, about seeing her. So let's see who this is calling in. We got a caller. Hello.
Hey, it's Vic.
Hey, Vic, you're already with us. Well, good job. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Hey.
We were just talking.
Glad to have you.
We were just talking about you and about the Muscle for Heart. This is Vic Sellers. Vic is one of the promoters for the Muscle for Heart down in Panama City Beach, Florida. And Vic, just tell the listening audience, since you're a new guest for us, my husband Jim is here, and just tell them a little bit about your background, how you got into bodybuilding and got involved in the MPC, and now you have this great show down in Panama City.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, thank you all for having me on the show this afternoon. It's great to have some involvement in South Georgia like you're welcoming us in. But I got involved in bodybuilding. I was in the gym business, managed some health clubs and Alabama and Georgia, late 90s, and did my first bodybuilding show in 2002 in Birmingham, and ended up moving back to Florida in early 2000s, and met a gentleman by the name of Michael McKinney, who is now we're partners together in the two shows here in Panama City Beach. I worked for him in the gym business for many years, and after I did some shows, decided I wanted to stay involved in bodybuilding, and became a judge. I've been involved since 2002, so almost 20 years now. And about five years ago, the guy was promoting the show with Michael, stepped aside, and there was an opportunity there for me to step in and be a promoter with Michael, and, you know, sky's the limit from there. So, you know, we have the Riptide show in May and now the Muscle Fart in October.
Wow. Well, I know there's a little story behind Muscle for Heart. You've got the big heart there for the logo. Great logo. I absolutely love it.
Tell us
a little bit, because y'all, part of your proceeds benefit the Heart Association in your area.
Correct.
Tell me why we changed the name to Muscle for Heart. What happened?
Well, Michael is a health nut. Worked his whole life, did bodybuilding, and lived a very healthy lifestyle. Had a heart attack about 5 years ago. And after he recovered from his heart attack, due to some of the complications with some of the blood thinners and stuff he was on, he had a stroke. But he's a tough dude and pushed through all of it. Well, we decided to create a bodybuilding show named Muscle for Heart. And part of the proceeds that we raised money for at the show actually goes to a local heart charity here in our community, where we purchase electrical fib type machines for businesses, raise money for a local charity, local families in the area that are having a hard time financially due to someone in their family having heart problems, or just simply just educating our people in the area about heart problems and heart health and so on and so forth.
I think it's a great cause, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, that's a good example of taking a negative and turning it into a positive.
Absolutely. And I think it's great that y'all are involved in the community, Vic. There's a lot of bodybuilding shows around. You know, here, Georgia's growing. We've got new ones coming up. Florida is just jam-packed. But because you actually have a cause, you know, I think that means so much. And especially means something when it's in your community, when you're doing something within the community. And it also brings brings awareness to bodybuilding, to our sport that we love so much. You and I had a little conversation earlier this week, and, we said, you know, we know a lot of the same people. You know, we've been in this industry a long time, and we both have a love for the sport. And,
I do, and I do,
and it's just, it kind of grows on you, and once you get involved in it, it's kind of hard to get away from it, because even at my age, I know you're younger than me and Jim, Well, this show is coming up October the 23rd. Jim and I are going to have the great privilege and honor to be your MCs for this show. We're looking forward to it.
We're excited to have y'all.
We're excited to come and to be part of the show and to make the connection with the North Florida District. I just think it's great. We're going to try to bring some competitors from South Georgia. I've been talking it up to a lot of different people, and I think I've about twisted a couple of three arms here to come on down. And a lot of them are scared because they're newbies.
Our show it's open for everybody. We do a true novice division, which is for someone who's never competed before.
Right.
So people that are newbies that have never competed at all, standing on stage next to veterans that have been doing this for 15, 20 years, that you compete with someone of the same kind of level they're in, you know. And then, of course, you've got master's divisions, so you compete with people in your own age. And we have open divisions as well, which is obviously the national qualifier type division. So there's something for everybody. So
that's one of the great things about the sport.
Timid about it. We make it easy for everybody to get involved because we want the sport to grow.
Right, right. Yeah, that's one of the great things about the sport. So many divisions, and it's just so inclusive.
That's why I love bodybuilding. You can do it as a teenager, and then you can do it. I always talk about Iris Davis. She's one of my I'm a big fan of her. 77 years old. You know, just got her pro
card. I've not met her, but I'll be at the Daytona. I'll get to meet her.
She's going
to
be there. That's right. She is going to be there. She's going to be on my Fit Talk calendar for 2022. Cool. So, yeah. So we're excited about that. But she's a cool lady. And but I have not met her face-to-face, Vic. So I'm very, very excited about that. Well, I mean, this show will be this time every year. Is that correct?
Yes, we do it. We normally would have had it on the early in the year. We had some issues with our venue earlier in, we used to have it normally earlier in October. We had some issues with our venue and had to move it to a different date. And because of COVID last year and a lot of events got pushed over into this year, and this just really wasn't a whole lot of places to have our show. So we were lucky enough to find one at this brand new auditorium in Panama City that fit this date, so we had to jump on it. But it's in October every year. It's probably going to be about this time from here on out. I think it's a great time to have it. A good national qualifier about 6 weeks before nationals, so it's a good time.
Well, just don't have it on October the 15th next year.
That's right.
That's the night of the gladiators.
That's the night of the gladiators here in South Georgia.
Congratulations on your show.
Thank you. We're excited. I actually got my sanction number last night. We had a Zoom meeting for the MPC, Georgia MPC, and I actually got my sanction number, so I'm excited about that.
You bring it?
I haven't yet, but I probably will. Let's see, it only took me 40 years to get a show down here.
Right.
You know? But anyway, well, you know, we're talking about being heart healthy on the show here. And, of course, there's a lot of different ways. And we were talking with Jim a while ago, and, you know, Jim, I was making fun of him because he's a salty guy. You know, he likes, and one of the first things they say on to be heart healthy is to cut down on salt.
It is. The lack of sodium, lack of water retention also reduces your blood pressure. There's a lot of different things. So obviously, diet and exercise is first and foremost. But, you know, a lot of people forget about stress.
Oh, yeah. Stress, it's on there.
Yes.
And, you know, just obviously trying to reduce the stress in your life, but trying to avoid stress in your life. I mean, and a lot of times people get so locked in and mundane to their day in and day out, their, you know, lively, like, things that they do, they forget about really living and enjoying life and going and traveling and taking time for yourself. Those things alone, I think, help reduce some of your stress as well. But exercise and diet, obviously, are first and foremost, but, you know, reducing your stress is very important as well.
Jim probably wishes he could reduce his stress with and get me out of his life sometimes, Vic.
I didn't say that.
He didn't say it. I said it. But you're right. Get more exercise. Keep the weight down. Keep the stress under control. Back away from the alcohol, which we're not big drinkers or anything. Quit smoking.
That could change according to the stress level going up, right?
Yeah. That could change according to the stress level.
It's kind of funny how all this kind of correlates.
right. There's a link, right?
If you only knew, Vic, if you only knew, quit smoking. We don't smoke. Eat more fish. Did you know eating more fish can...
Well, fish has a high level of omega...
Omega-3s.
And omega-3s, and that also is a heart-healthy supplement. I mean, a lot of people don't eat enough fish, especially your folks that live in the Midwest or in the areas where it's hard to get fresh seafood or fresh fish.
Right.
You know, they have to supplement that with vitamins. Luckily, I live on the Gulf Coast. I live here on the water, and I'm in the boat business, so I've got the availability of as much fish as I want. Sometimes I get tired of eating fish, but fish is a very good source of good quality protein, very little bit of fat, and the omega-3 amino acids that you need. So,
Jim was just talking about he didn't have a boat, and we want to move to Florida. So, and
we'll fix that.
I
bet you can, and we might be talking to you that'll help us relieve some stress. One of us is going to be moving to Florida, but we'll let you know which one it is. we're just kidding.
I'm a little partial to Florida. I love this place.
Oh, my gosh. Vic, if I ever get my feet back in the Florida sand, I'll never leave it again. Fill up on fruits and vegetables. Limit your saturated fat. Eat less sugar and cut down salt. That's all heart healthy things. So
just a good balanced healthy lifestyle. I mean, obviously is the key, but good balanced healthy diet. I mean, cardiovascular exercise. All those are the most really important things. Sometimes, like I said, we get busy and we forget about some of the simple things, just like, you know, 20 to 30 minutes of cardio, whether it be taking a walk with your dog after work or going to the gym, getting on a treadmill.
Absolutely. You know, Well, you know, we're gym people. We love the gym. You know, we love bodybuilding. We love the MPC. Listen, we are just so grateful to make the connection with the Florida, North Florida District, and so many great people in Florida. A lot of great friends that we have there in the bodybuilding community, Vic. And we're looking forward to meeting you in person and seeing you. And we've talked, and but I don't remember meeting you before. And so we're Jim and I both are looking forward to that, and looking forward to coming to Panama City and helping y'all with the show. And on October the 23rd. So if they want more information about your show, where can they go to find it? I've got you posted on my Facebook page, but where can they go to find you?
We have a website, 850, the letters, excuse me, the numbers, 850fitproductions.com. That's the website we have that has all the show information. You can find me on Facebook, Victor Sellers, or Michael McKinney as well. Our numbers are on both on the website. Feel free to send me a message, text me, call me. Send me a message through our website. But everything's pretty much on the website. The venue location, the host hotel, you can register for the show there. You can purchase tickets. I believe you can register for taining. You can purchase your photos. And I want to say you can actually book your room from the website as well. I think we got a link on there. You just go straight to the Hilton Garden Inn, where that's going to be our host hotel. So I think everything at 850fitproductions.com is a one-stop shop for everything for our show.
All right. Well, Vic, usually here in Florida, here in Georgia, we don't have to twist arms too hard to convince people to go to Panama City. So maybe we can. Maybe we can help promote
October
and get some people down there from Georgia, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's what's so crazy is the Panhandle of Florida is much closer to South Georgia and South Alabama than it is to Orlando and Tampa. So, I mean, a lot of our athletes can and should and will cross over into Georgia and Alabama and vice versa. So it's a much easier commitment for travel here from Valdosta or Thomasville or, you know, Albany, Georgia, than it would be to Orlando. So,
yeah, it's not a bad drive.
We're looking forward to it. It should be beautiful down there this time of year. So, well, Vic, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we hope you won't be
thank
a stranger.
Yes, thank you for calling in, Vic.
We're going to stay tuned and be with us again soon. And we'll see you soon.
Next weekend,
Daytona. All right.
See you then.
Thank you, Vic. That was Vic Sellers from the Panama City, North Florida District. Who got on Facebook there?
Well, Angela and Teresa, Julian and Patricia, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us Facebook Live. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back with some very cute girls, Kristen and Kenzie, from Wintersville Fitness. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021 and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we've pushed Jim to the end so we can bring up these lovely ladies here with me today. We've got Kinsey and Kristen from Wintersville Fitness. How are y'all doing, ladies?
We're doing good.
How are you doing, Maria?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, I'm telling you, of course, Kinsey, you are Eikenberry. Hey, Sean, we see you there. and I love this a beautiful young lady here. Y'all have got a great thing fixing to happen here at Wintersville next
Friday.
And yes. Jim and I are going to be stopping by that afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us just a little bit about what's going to be happening there.
Okay. On October 1st, from open to close, we do open at 4:30 that day, and we don't close until 10 p.m. We are allowing everyone to come into the gym for free. So any friends, family members, strangers, anyone can come in for free, have full gym access throughout the entire day. And as well as that, we also are having classes going from 5 in the morning to 10 at night. Just nonstop classes from all of our amazing trainers and instructors, trying to fill them up the best that we can. Just all day. Keep going.
Wow. And this is for what? What are we doing this for?
This is all for breast cancer awareness. We are setting off our Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Every October, we do a fundraiser and we give a portion of all of our t-shirt sales. And we give those to the Get a Mammy program in Valdosta. The Get a Mammy program is a place where they do mammograms for women who can't afford it based off of their insurance alone. So they cover the cost of getting a mammogram to try to help you get more aware of what's going on with your body.
Well, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, I mean, it's just a great thing. Y'all are starting off the month right because it's October the 1st.
Yes, ma'am.
Jim and I are going to stop by there and visit with y'all Friday afternoon and be a part of this and see what's going on right there in your busy time, we hope. And, you know, you're going to be having all these classes to bring awareness to breast cancer. You know, for so many years, we didn't know a lot about breast cancer, and now we do, and we're trying to prevent it. And there's some tips for, you know, checking yourself, ladies, and helping yourself, you know, if you feel like you might have breast cancer or if you are at a higher risk for breast cancer. One of them is to get a regular screening. Now, I'll be honest with you. Have you ever had a mammogram?
Yes, I have.
Kristen, have you? You have? Well, I didn't have one when I was younger, when I was like y'all's age. Mm-hmm. I waited until I was a little bit older. And, you know, I just didn't think I needed it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, but now, I mean, I get my mammogram every December. So mine's coming up in December. And last December, Jim will remember this. And thank God it came to nothing, you know. But, you know, they found something in that first mammogram. Kind of scared me. Yeah. Then they sent me back for an ultrasound. And, you know, what's the guy's name? The radiologist said, you know, we need to do a MRI. So I went through three different screenings from December to March, 1st of March. And with my breast, it come to find out it was just a mass of dense tissue. And it was okay. But you
but
know,
until you find out,
right? I mean,
you're waiting. You're wondering. You are very concerned. Obviously,
there you go.
She was a little scared.
I was a little scared and worried because a lot of things, you know, have gone on with my breast in the past, and so you know, so I just think this is just a great cause. And so I've learned now that I need to go get that mammogram every year, and mine is scheduled in December, so that's coming up for me. You know, you need to choose a mammography expert. You need to choose somebody that you trust and that you can go to year and year out. There's a lot of doctors that, you know, specialize in mammography. Mm-hmm. You know, so do y'all know how to do self breast exams? Did they teach y'all how to do that? I learned how to do that, and that's, you know, you can detect a lump early, mm-hmm. you know, if you feel something different. And a lot of women, you know, a lot of women said they don't like going to get a mammography because it hurts. It's uncomfortable, and it is. It is the most uncomfortable thing yeah. you will ever do. However, ladies, you know, it's only for a few minutes. Yeah. You can bear anything for a few minutes, yes. can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, it's definitely worth going to do. You know, and don't put it off. You know, I think a lot of women, just like a lot of men, you know, they just don't want to go do it. And if they're scared because they're scared, if they feel a lump, you know, if they don't go get the screening done, then it's not really there. Yeah. But it is. And if we wait too long, then that's when we can really get in trouble, can't we?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
So, I think that's really important. And a lot of people are at high risk. I'm not as much at high risk. I don't think you two are at high risk. There's nobody in your family.
Thank God. But
if your mother or sister or aunt had breast cancer, chances are, you know, you could be at a higher risk. So go and get those mammograms, ladies. It's very, very important. So, you know, I think what y'all are doing is great. I think it's even greater because it's in the fitness industry. Y'all are a part of the community, just like I was talking to Vic. Wintersville is probably one of the best health clubs in the area, and you've been voted the best anyway, and y'all are very, very community oriented. I know your parents are both veterans and in the armed services, and you know, y'all are very, very community oriented and just great people. And I think this is going to be a great event. Classes all day. Do you know what kind of classes we're going to be having?
We actually have already made our schedule. It's going to start out with our regular boot camp class at 5 in the morning.
That would not be for me, Jim.
Me neither.
The 5 o'clock boot camp. Melissa knows me and my boot camp experience. So
that actually will be the last boot camp class of this boot camp before the next one. And everyone is welcome to come. All the classes throughout the day will be free to everyone, just like the rest of the gym access will be. We'll have a boot camp at 5 a.m. We're going to have HIIT classes, high intensity interval training, Zumba, line dancing, Tabata, sculpt and tone classes, step, spin, everything that you can imagine. And we are going to end off the day with boxing classes that will be taught by Sean himself.
Okay, boxing yes. by Sean. Fun.
And, yeah, we're very excited.
Jim, that might be the one you need to take.
I need to defend myself.
Okay? Yeah, Josh.
You don't need that tonight, honey.
I need the big boxing gloves that can fend off, like, frying pans.
Yeah. We're going to have Josh actually teaching an obstacle course racing class.
Oh, that's different.
Yes. We're trying to keep it just fun and upbeat all day as much as possible. And we also are doing competitions with push-ups, pull-ups, any type of thing like that, sit-ups, bench press competitions and
Jim,
all that.
We're going to have to get it. We're going to have to get involved in something when we go next week.
I'll sign you up for several things.
Yeah, I bet you will. Yeah, I'm going to sign him up. I'm going to sign Jim up, and I'll let you know how many sit-ups he can do. We're going to enter him in the sit-up contest.
Oh, my. Count them on your fingers.
One hand. Well, it does. It sounds like a lot of fun. You know, when I was in the gym business, I like to do things like this. I think it's exciting. I think it brings awareness, and you know, the members like it because it's something different,
mm-hmm.
And it gets them excited about something.
Yes. We also are doing raffle tickets for $5 or 20 for 5. And we have so many amazing businesses in the area donating raffle prizes. We have Brandy DeLoach is donating a 30-minute massage. She's with DeLoach Physical Therapy. The Blue Lily Boutique is giving us a gift basket. Greer Gifts and the Mall is also giving us a bag full of fun stuff. Our own member, Kimber Cagle, has snazzy soy candles that she is donating to us. She's making us a whole gift basket full of pink candles,
which
is amazing. We have somebody, Joyce Robinson, works with Mary Kay, and she's getting us a basket along with the Honey Pot on Bay Tree. Our own trainer, Marquesia, has MK Fitness booty bands, which she is donating as well to the winners of the competitions. And Wintersville Fitness is also giving away 6 months free with 5 personal training sessions from Melissa herself. And then the big prize that we have for the first one is the Valdosta Bike Center is donating a bike. That'll be our top prize. It'll be white. It's going to have pink handlebars, pink rims, and it's going to look so amazing. And I can't wait for them to get done with it.
Nice.
And that will be our top prize.
That sounds like a girly bike for me, doesn't it, Jim?
that's a good prize.
It is a good prize.
Bicycle is a good prize.
It absolutely is. My bicycle is white with blue, and your daddy's already fixed it all up with a little blue basket on the front. So I already have my girly bicycle, but that is great prize list. Well, Jim, I feel sorry for you because on the second, you've got to buy all those BARC tickets for me, those raffle tickets, because they've got that Steels gift certificate they're giving away. And now we're going to be at Wintersville on the first. So you're going to have to buy some of those raffle tickets.
Yeah, we'll just save up our money and buy raffle tickets.
That's right. That's what we'll do.
We'll skip groceries this week. Food is overrated, right?
Well, we both need to lose some weight. Me more than you, but anyway, Kinsey. Kristen. I just got to say something to you, okay?
Okay.
You have been there at that gym, at the front desk. Forever. I think you're a permanent fixture there.
I think so.
I mean, you've been there through the thick and thin, through the change of the owner. I mean, how many years have you been there in that building?
5 years.
5 years
Five
been
years
there.
5 years in May.
5 years in May. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you need a prize, a gold star, or a pat on the back, or people just need to think you're crazy. I don't know. I'm just kidding. It wouldn't be the same if you weren't at that front desk. And I know you do a great job for them. You did a great job for me when I was managing, and you were just a wonderful person. You do your job well. People love you and like you. So y'all are lucky to have Kristen.
We are. I'm lucky to have them.
You're right. You're both very
all
lucky.
Good people.
Well, this is, we can hold the poster up, but it shows everything backwards on Facebook. So, when you're doing live, but this is the Wintersville Fitness Family Breast Cancer Awareness Day, October the 1st, from open to close. And open is what time?
4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning. God bless those people. Until 10 o'clock at night. Is that right?
They're going to be there all day.
They're going to be there all day. They're going to have all kinds of door prizes, all kinds of competitions, raffles, nonstop classes. Everything is free. If you're thinking about being a member at Wintersville, come that Friday. Everything is free. You can try out the gym. You can try out the classes. Everybody can have access. If you're a member there and you want to bring your friends, bring your family, bring them on in. Wear pink. And what are they going to get?
A free BioLite.
What is that?
It's called an IV in a bottle. It's electrolytes. Get you going.
Get you going. we probably need that tonight here, Jim. We need a bottle of BioLite to get us going for that. $5 for the raffle tickets. The top prize is going to be a girly bike, pink and white. It's going to be great. So I think it's exciting. Yes, Jim and I can't wait. So maybe that'll perk us up as we come down here and see y'all doing all this and get excited, because then we got to get in the car and drive further south to go into Daytona. So, but Friday, October the 1st. Wintersville Fitness.
Sounds like a fun event.
It does sound like a fun event. It absolutely does. Any final words, Kristen or Kinsey?
I would like to say I did want to give a shout out to BioLite, the company itself. Mm-hmm. It is a small business that has grown so much in the last year, and they actually donated 200 BioLites to us
and they're in Georgia.
Strictly for this event. We actually were one of the first distributors of them in Valdosta, and now you can find them in any Walgreens, Walmart, gas station, anything like that. But it actually started out at just Wintersville Fitness and every corner liquor store. It's also great for a hangover. But,
and that's just a little tidbit, people. She doesn't know anything about that. She's too young to drink. So, but anyway, I can see where that would be. BioLite, you know, we need to talk with them. They need to be part of our Fit Talk family, and yes, it's certainly absolutely. Part of our NPC grouping. So I'll get with your mother and dad, and I'll try to make that connection. Miss Melba, thank you for joining us tonight. Melissa Eikenberry, your daughter is doing a great job, and your manager is doing a great job. And we are so excited. What a great event that y'all have put together. Sean and Melissa Eikenberry are, of course, the owners of Wintersville Fitness, and their beautiful daughter, Kenzie. And Kristen has been with us. Any other words, Jim?
I just thank these two lovely ladies for joining us in the studio tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to take another commercial break, and Jim and I are going to talk, and Amy Sutter will be calling us Miss Mojotivation and checking in with us on the breast cancer awareness and on heart healthy things. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, we've had Vic Sellers and the Muscle for Heart talking about heart health. We've had Kenzie and Kristen talking about breast cancer awareness, early detection on breast cancer, and their great event. I mean, these people are really doing it right. They're promoting health and fitness, and then they're getting involved in the community with the Heart Association in Panama City and the breast cancer awareness here in Valdosta.
I always love to see when people and businesses are giving back.
Me too. I mean, it's just amazing, just great people to do these kind of things.
And, you know, Wintersville is one of those businesses. They do it on a regular basis.
They do.
I mean, they're always
doing
always. Something.
And, of course,
they've
been part of our Fit Talk family since the beginning, and they're just wonderful people. I just love them. I love that gym. I love the layout. I love the equipment. You know, I kind of have a heart for that gym because, you know, I came out of that gym, Factor X Fitness in Wintersville, and worked there, managed there, personal trained there. So, and Melissa is just a great personal trainer and instructor. And she originally started boot camp, Jim.
Here in Valdosta.
The first boot camp here in Valdosta. So just a lot. They're just great people. And I think that's going to be a very, very fun event coming up on October the 1st. We've just got a busy schedule the next few weekends.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to wait. We're waiting for Amy Sutter to call us. Anything else you got to say about heart health, Jim?
Well, you know, just... That's another one, a good example of giving back to the community. So, you know, good for them.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it talks about controlling your portion size. See, if you would not eat those potato chips, the whole bag, if you just would eat a handful, that might would help you to keep down your salt intake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, controlling portion size is one of those things that if you're not used to it, you know, you may have to actually – measure, you know, so many ounces, yeah, or weigh your food, so many ounces of meat or whatever. But, you know, after you do it a while, you'll be able to eyeball it and, you know, you'll say, oh, okay, well, I know that if I have a serving of something that's the size of a hockey puck, it's this many ounces. Or I know that if I have a meat serving and it's about the size of a deck of playing cards, I know how many ounces that is, you know, and do it that way.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. All right, I think we got Amy Sutter on the phone. Jim, say hello.
What is happening, fine Fit Talk Radio people?
Hey, Sutter girl.
What is the word?
You tell us.
You tell us what the word is.
Miss Mojo Devation.
Miss Mojo Devation. We haven't heard you in a while, and the word is here. We've been talking about heart health and breast cancer awareness. So you know anything about those two subjects?
A little bit.
We'll weigh in on them for a minute.
But, you know, a little bit. But I got to say this first, though. I'm real excited about the fact that I believe I'm going to see you two fine people in person this weekend.
We are.
Finally.
And we're going to have a meal together, and we're going to have fun together. I hope our tables are close together.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You have to talk to the pain people.
I know. I should have told them. I want to be next to Amy Sutter. Because I don't want to have to go running all over the place trying to find
her. That's right. That's right. We want to be able to work and
have fun
at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, we hadn't seen you since the beginning of the year. Since Atlanta. Right? That's right. We haven't seen you. Yeah. So we're going to take some pictures together, Amy. We're going to have some videos together. We're going to work together. We're going to see this show together. We're just going to have a great time up in Dalton, Georgia at the inaugural Southern Muscle Showdown, the NPC Southern. It's their first show. I'm so excited for them.
I'm just so excited that Dalton is going to get something else to be known for.
Yeah,
it is.
Besides
all I know
carpet.
About Dalton is it's the carpet capital of the world.
Right, it is.
Now they can be known for carpet and muscles.
Now, carpet and muscles. And
that's right.
The Chamber of Commerce, according to Rachel, now I may not get it exactly right, Rachel, don't hold me too bad, but we had a Zoom NPC meeting last night for promoters. And Rachel said that the city of Dalton, the Chamber of Commerce, is dedicating that day, calling that day some kind of fitness day weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've gotten Dalton involved. They've got the city involved. They've got businesses involved. They've got Fit Talk involved. They got Miss Mojo Devation involved.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be a great weekend. But... what do you know about keeping your heart healthy, Amy?
Well, one thing that I feel like happens is that people forget the heart is a muscle.
Yes, that's...
at times. They tie a lot of emotion to the heart.
Yes, that's true.
and we do wonder if some people have them at all, but they forget
yeah, we
the
do.
Muscle, so
y'all talking about me again? Y'all talking about me?
Yes, we're talking about you, Jim. We wonder if he has a heart.
Really, yeah. We gotta do that cardio, even though some of us are genetically blessed that don't have to do as much cardio. We really do need to be mindful of having some so that we can keep that sucker conditioned and pumping the most efficiently for our body's sake. You know what I'm saying? So that's really the main thing when I think about heart health. You know, obviously your nutrition, different, let's just say some habits that some folks tend to go toward, don't help in the realm of health in the heart. So, you know, there's things out there that we do to relax ourselves, which we think might be helping our cortisol levels, but at the same time, it's jacking up our heart and maybe our lungs too. So, really that's the main thing I think of is, nutrition and then really keeping exercise as part of that whole equation as we all should just to, make sure that we're mindful of working that muscle out so that it is more efficient when it's doing its day to day, work for us when we're not in a aerobic capacity. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think that's what happens. A lot of people get too sedentary, even these younger people, Amy. I'm so surprised. And I'm specifically thinking of my two sons that are only 24. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're not doing
any,
you know, right. They should be, you know, they're not getting any real exercise. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're enjoying their life. One of them's pretty slim. The other one has gained some weight, you know, and I keep telling him, hey, son, please go get back to the gym. You know, you would think that with a mother and stepfather and me in the business all these years, he worked in the gym for a while. But, you know, mm-hmm. I worry about these younger people that are not going to get the exercise for their heart or their bodies that they need right now. You know, what kind of heart conditions are they going to have?
Yeah, and the earlier you start, the better for you. Again, kind of back to that topic of consistency, right?
Right.
And you won't, you know, if you stop, you won't have to keep starting over.
That's right. That's right.
So get in there and get at it because the gym is the fountain of youth.
That, you know,
so
what? It absolutely is.
When you're in the midst of youth, you forget that there you need a fountain.
That's right. You know, I was in... It's going to sound crazy, but I was in this home health care place getting some stuff for my mother who is sick. And I had on gym mm-hmm. clothes, and this woman didn't know me. Well, she did. She mm-hmm. thought she knew me. She thought I was, and Angel, I apologize. This woman thought I was her, a girl, Angel Johnson, who's I'm about 10 or 15 years older than her, but she's in the fitness industry. And mm-hmm. she said, aren't you Angel Johnson? I said, no, but everybody thinks we look alike. I said, I'll take that as a compliment. And she said, I'm a lot older than her. And she said, well, how old are you? I said, I'm 62. And that woman said, no, you're not. I said, yes, I am. She said, man, you don't look like it. I said, well, you know, been in the fitness industry my whole life, you know, and that is the fountain of youth. I mean, I just had this conversation 2 days ago with a lady.
Yeah.
And she said, my gosh, I need to, you know, when I get off of this work, I just sit here all day on this computer. You know, I don't feel like going to do anything else. You know, she was, you know, in her 40s and younger and didn't do anything. Work, go home. She said, I'm just too tired. I said, well, that's when you got to make yourself find the energy, get there because you'll feel better if you'll do this.
Yeah,
she said,
get it done first. Get up earlier. Get it done. It's done.
I can't encourage people to do that, Amy. Because I'm not going to do it.
Jim's
not either.
What's going to work for you?
We're not going to get up and go to the gym at 5:30 in the morning. Now, I did for years because I trained people, mm-hmm. you know, and I, but now I, you know, I like that sleep a little better. So, but you know, I'm just teasing you. But you're right. You know, to either get up and get there early or, you know, you have to go after work. People have to go after work.
So the other topic y'all got is breast cancer awareness.
And I think Jim was going to say something on heart thing. I think.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh no! I was just going to say that you know it's funny how that we can get up for things that we have to do. Like you did it when you were training other people because that's when they wanted that. If they wanted that 5:30 appointment, you do it because that's your job and you kind of got to do it. You know, other
you wanted the money. Let's get real.
Well, yeah.
If you didn't come, do the workout.
You didn't get paid.
You
get paid.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But we won't do it, you know, if we don't have to. And if it's just, well, you know, I'll work out some other time. And it's not going to be 5:30 a.m. You
know,
but
right.
But just get it done.
That's right.
I guess that's the most important thing.
Yeah. So now we're on breast cancer awareness. So what you got on that?
Well, it hits home a little closer than I would
have thought it might, and I'm sure a lot of people can say the same. Unfortunately, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer this past year, and I believe it was last October, and, you know, had to go through the whole 12 rounds of chemo, and then she's still got a port for some kind of other medicine that's being administered through the port, and I believe she'll wrap that up early December and be able to finally get that port removed. And she said that out of all of it, that was kind of the most discomforting thing. And what was it, was, since we were in crazier times, it was a little bit even more disconcerting, because even though I live in South Carolina and they're in Atlanta, I would have made arrangements to go down and been at some of her chemo treatments to sit with her, because I've done that with other people I know in my area at times, and was not allowed that opportunity because of, you know, the craziness in the world. So I've had other relatives, uncles, and predominantly they've had other kinds of cancer as well. And cancer just sucks. And the real big suck about cancer is it doesn't discriminate. And even though we're talking about get yourself in the fountain of youth and keep yourself as healthy as you can, that doesn't mean that you might not have it come your way. And that's why we've got to keep supporting folks out there who are raising funds to find a cure and get this in the past and let it be a thing we don't have to talk about anymore. So, it's just a harsh thing. And to watch somebody that close to you have to go through losing their hair and, just all the different things that chemo brings with it, it's just gut-wrenching. But I will say that she kept a great positive attitude, and like any adversity that we face in life, the attitude you bring to it is going to get you through it either harder or a whole lot easier, and either help you come out stronger or just have you bitter. So I'm thankful that she was able to keep a positive mindset about the whole thing and really get through it as best anybody could. So.
Well, I did not realize that your mother had had breast cancer, Amy, so sorry to hear that, but glad to know that she is coming through it and going to be on the other side. And you're a good daughter for wanting to come and be with her during her chemo, even though you couldn't because of the craziness of the world, the way you put it. So, Carla Giddens, thank you for watching. Thanks for joining us here on Fit Talk Radio. Good to see you. And we need to talk soon, Carla. So anyway, it's just a very, very serious thing. We're so proud that Wintersville Fitness down here in Valdosta is going to be bringing awareness October the 1st. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They're having a big fundraiser here at Wintersville Fitness. We just had them on earlier on our show, Kenzie and Kristen from Wintersville. So we're excited about that. Jim, I think we've had a great show. And Amy, just soon we're going to see our dear, dear friend and take some good pictures and break bread together, and it's going to be good to see you.
I'm so excited about it. Y'all safe travels. Y'all got a heck of a drive. I thought I had a drive. Now look at where y'all are. You're five hours?
Well, it's almost 4 hours just straight driving if you don't stop for anything.
Yeah, but coming through Atlanta, it's going to be, who knows, you know, Wanda Chambliss, thank you for joining us.
That's not counting traffic and such, but looking forward to seeing you, though.
We will look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All righty. Well, that's a wrap for our show. And, Amy, thank you for calling. We'll see you this weekend. Jim.
All right, y'all. How's it going?
We packed a lot of information in tonight's show.
Right. And, you know, I was thinking about something as we talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I don't know who came up with that idea and, you know, who is the promoter behind all the pink ribbons and the pink t-shirts and all that. But, you know, kudos to them because just nationwide, you see community after community after community jumping in there and doing things to promote the awareness for Breast Cancer Month and Breast Cancer Awareness. I mean, right down to even high school teams will wear pink jerseys or pink socks. I mean, you just so many people doing whatever they can. And when you think about how many different types of cancer there are, but yet we have breast cancer that we're very much aware of. And, you know, that's a good thing. And, you know, it'll be even a better thing when we can bring that awareness for the other types of cancer too.
Absolutely. I think it's just a great thing, and I'm looking forward to seeing what event I can sign you up for at Wintersville.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
But we will be there with them and doing some Facebook Live there next Friday. So, hey, it's been a great show. Mike, thank you for joining us. Hey, you were over here on the board doing a great job. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Well, listeners, everyone remember to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.